USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More tough sanctions on Iran. That's what the Trump administration is imposing. Talking with reporters at the White House earlier, President Trump stressed that Iran can never have a nuclear weapon, and he said pressure on Tehran will continue to be increased. Still, the president says he's willing to speak with Iranian leaders without preconditions. Democratic Senator and presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders putting out his proposal to Congress today to eliminate student loan debt for all American students.
We should not be punishing people for getting a higher education. It is time to hit the reset button.
The plan would get rid of $1.6 trillion of debt for nearly 45 million people by placing a tax on Wall Street transactions. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Salt Lake City police searching for a University of Utah student who's been missing for a week. Friends of 23-year-old Mackenzie Luick says she flew into Salt Lake City from her Southern California home early last Monday morning and took a lift to North Salt Lake but hasn't been seen since. She's missed exams and a flight back home to California since. 30 horses have now died at California's Santa Anita Thoroughbred racetrack, and now a Hall of Fame trainer who was training four of the 30 has been banned from the track. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Veterinarian Oscar Chavez tells Fox News they may want to look into other reasons as to why the horses are having to be put down.
They could look into it and find out that inbreeding is causing that the bones of horses are becoming thinner, and that's leading to injury, for example. Just focusing on a trainer or a scapegoat might not be the best way to go forward. Yeah.
Hollendorfer did train four of the horses that had to be euthanized.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An Indiana high school teacher has been fired for being in a same-sex marriage. Cathedral High School's board of directors issuing a statement saying they had to terminate the teacher to remain a Catholic school per the instructions of the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. That announcement coming after a Jesuit preparatory school in Indianapolis lost its affiliation with the Archdiocese over its refusal to remove a teacher in a same-sex marriage. Some hunting contests are now being seen as a blood sport by some, and some states are now banning them. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Arizona Game and Fish Commission has voted to ban organized contests where hunters try to kill the most coyotes or other predators for prizes. The vote bans contests that require registration fees or prizes for killing the most animals. The Oregon legislature is considering a law banning the practice, and New Mexico's governor has signed a new law banning the contests as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And Toy Story 4 is the weekend's box office champ. The latest adventure featuring Woody and Buzz Lightyear made $118 million in its first week in North American theaters. Second place was the remake of the 80s horror movie Child's Play. And in third place was Disney's Aladdin, which added another $12 million to its profits. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.